This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 28th, 2013, episode 624.
Good morning!
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Yes, it's Thursday, so that means you only have one day left to surf the web for off-kilter classifieds. Email them to jennifer@horseradionetwork.com with bad ads in the subject line. On tomorrow's live show, as we do every Friday, following the reading and more often than not decoding of the ads, the overzealous listener who submitted what Glenn and Jamie proclaim to be the best of the worst will receive a Redmond Rocked gift pack. Now, sit back and enjoy this previously aired masterpiece gleaned from the Hit'em Audio Vault, featuring guests Cindy Meal and Templeton Thompson, and a bonus serving of really bad ads.
Okay, as I said, it is September 21st, and this week I have been sunburned worse than I have been since I moved to Phoenix. Actually, I'm so good about putting sunscreen on, because people that live here, Glenn, for a long time, it shows that they've lived here for a long time, because a lot of people don't believe in sunscreen. So I've tried not to be that person, okay? You following me?
I'm following you, yeah.
So I'm out doing yard work, and I get ridiculously sunburned because, hey, it's cloudy. It's at the end of September. Who needs sunscreen? Me?
Yeah, you already have a tan. I mean, you're all good to go.
I got so burned on my shoulders, and it just reminded me why I hate Phoenix, because September is the month that you think it should cool off, but it doesn't. It doesn't cool off till November. So you're going to hear about this just for a little while longer. Okay, I promise. It won't be forever. And in November, I'm going to be like, I live in the best place in the world. You guys can suck it. That's what I'm going to say.
I remember a couple of weeks ago, we went to the beach, and you called me a rookie because I got a sunburn on my feet. And now who's the rookie? You got one on your shoulders, and it's freaking September.
I was like, I'm going to put on a tank top and go out there, and I'm planting plants along my arena. I was like, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be, oh, my God, toasted. Toasted.
And so, you've been wearing a tank top ever since, haven't you, because you can't put the shirt on over that sunburn.
I have been a very close friend with aloe vera. Let me just tell you that, okay?
We have this big aloe vera plant outside our house, and it died. Is that a bad? Is that like that has to be bad luck, doesn't it? Your aloe vera plant dies.
I just, you know, aloe vera is pretty easy, Glenn. It just needs water. So
that was the problem.
Rethink taking care of plants at your house, because really they just need water, and not even very often. So you could probably bring it back to life with a little bit of water. That's ridiculous, Glenn.
Darn.
Jennifer, I hold you responsible as well. I'll take some credit. Is that it? There you go. What is on today's show?
I don't think I was even there. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Cedar Creek Productions fearless leader Cindy Meal returns with an insider's look at the hottest new release for equestrians, Seven Clinics with Buck Brannaman. And we try one more time to broaden our scope of knowledge with J.W. Brooks Custom Hat Company, who we surmise will be helping all of us look cheeky in our chapayas. And fear not, folks, Really Bad Ads is here to provide the ultimate workout for your face muscles and cause horse people around the world to spit their coffee out through their nose.
Thank you, Jennifer, I think. It's Friday. Hey, I got a musical Daily Winnie for you.
Thank you. us, saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain,
well, my daily winnie is for Champ Steele, who is our barrel racing singer, and she just got a call to join Luke Bryan on his fourth annual farm tour as an opening for him. So she was all excited. Remember, she's like the 18-year-old that's a really good singer and good musician. And she was very excited. She announced on her Facebook page yesterday that Luke called her yesterday and said, would you do the fourth annual farm tour? That's set for October. The tour includes 8 concerts throughout several southern states, including 5 in his home state and Jamie's home state of Georgia. Proceeds from these concerts go to a scholarship for a student from a farming family to attend a local college. And if you're not familiar with this farm tour, they have this great big tractor-trailer truck. They pull it in a farm field, and they set it up, looks like a stage and everything, and they do these, they sell these tickets, and they actually do these shows at farms. So it's kind of a cool thing. It's kind of neat.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, congratulations to Chansey, and good opportunity for her to go out and sing her soul out. And now it's your turn.
All right. This may take a minute, because my Daily Winnie goes out to probably one of the places that I dislike more than anything, but I got to give him a Daily Winnie yesterday, and it goes out to Walmart. Walmart, Walmart, Walmart.
Okay, that's and a first in the entire time we've been doing this.
I'm going to get to it. Okay, so yesterday I am out shopping. One of my students, who's been a student of mine for over 4 years, it's her 13th birthday, and that's a really big birthday. So I feel obligated to get her something pretty cool. Well, she is like the horse chick. I mean, she is your epitome of a 13-year-old horse chick, okay? So I've got to go to a horse place. I can't just, like, get her a gift card somewhere. I got to get her something cool. So the first place I go to is a tack shop, and I go walking around in there. I didn't see anything. I pass that tack shop, and I go past a pet store, and I thought, well, maybe there's something cool in the pet store that I can get. Now, so I go into the pet store, and I played with all sorts of animals. They had more stuff there. They had, like, 200 guinea pigs, Glenn. Guinea pigs everywhere. They had snakes. They had, oh, my God, a mini baby chihuahua puppy that was in the palm of my hand. And, of course, I was like, how much for this one? He's like, $500. I was like, $500 for a puppy? I put it back. So I'm walking around, and this place also has, like, pigs and turkeys and chickens and ducks, all sorts of craziness in the area. So I'm in the back where the poultry is, I guess. The pigs and the poultry are kind of in the same room. This is a crazy pet store, okay? And in one of the chicken rooms that they have is the biggest Burmese python I have ever seen. Huge. Like 8-foot long python. If you were to put your hands together and make a circle, it would be twice that big. Glenn, we're talking a huge snake.
And it was in the chicken room?
Yes, they've got like stalls, okay? It's like a barn, and in each stall is a different set of like birds. Like there's like white doves in one, there's chickens in one, there's turkeys in one, and there was a freaking python in one of the stalls.
Do you think that that all the animals that don't sell become lunch for the python?
I was wondering that myself, Glenn. And so I look at the stall next to the python, and there's a hen in there. And I look down. I'm like, hello, little hen. And it actually walks up to the door of the cage and, like, looks at me with the, you know, they cock their head and they look at you with one eye. And it looks at me, and it's standing by the door. And I open the door because you can go in the stall. You can go in the stall of the python. They didn't have it locked, but I wasn't going to do that. So I walk into the stall, and this chicken stands there and lets me bend down and pick her up. And I'm holding this chicken, and it's so nice. And it's small. It's probably, like, 4 months old. And so I put it down, and I'm walking around. I'm like, pet chick, I just thought that there was something weird going on because every, like the python stall and the chicken stall and the turkey stall, they all had signs on the stall as to how much these were. And this chicken had no sign. So I found the guy and I said, hi, I said, how much for this chicken? And he's like, oh, that was not for sale. I said,
oh,
why?
No.
Why is this chicken not for sale? And he goes, oh, that's the one that we feed to the python. And I was like, what? He goes, you feed it to the python? And he goes, don't worry. We kill him first because we don't want the python to become aggressive. So we actually just wring its neck and throw it in there. I'm like, over my dead body. And I said, how much for the chicken? And he's like, it's not for sale. And I said, get your manager. And so the manager, comes out, and I'm like, how much for the chicken? I'm sorry, ma'am, it's not for sale. And I was like, it is for sale, and I'm going to buy it. I mean, it was like so nice, and it was staring at me. And he's like, all right, well, $12. And I was like, sold. So I'm like, I need a box or something. Of course, didn't buy anything for the 13-year-old, but got a chicken. So I'm walking out of the store with this chicken in a box with holes cut in the box. And at this point, I still got to get a gift. So I find something in there, and I get something for the 13-year-old. I got her a Briar horse. Like, that's going to be perfect, right? So Briar in one arm and box of chicken in the other arm, and I walk out of this store. Well, I'm pretty far from home, and I have to go to pick up a prescription. Now, this is where the story gets weird. Is that...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, it hasn't been weird yet? By the way, do you think they fed the little chihuahua now to the snake?
No, it's worth $500, okay? It's probably not. The chihuahua's smaller than a rat. It wouldn't have got much meat. So probably they just chucked some other chicken in the stall as soon as I left, or, you know, but I can only take one. Okay, so I get the chicken, and we leave the store, and I've got to go to the Walmart to pick up a prescription. Now, mind you, our new horse, Duke, Robbie Duke, Chad's new horse has been, I think, a little affected by the dust. So I had a vet come out and look at his eyes, and he's just got a little conjunctivitis. So he needs the dexamethasone, I do, you know. So it's at $25 at the vet, or at Walmart, the prescriptions are $4. Well, you have to have a doctor call in the prescription. Well, I have a friend who's a podiatrist. So so the podiatrist calls to Walmart and calls me in a prescription for medicine for my horse's eyeball. Okay, so let's go. Podiatrist to Walmart to horse's eyeball. All right, so I stop at the Walmart, and there's no drive-thru for prescriptions. I've got to go in the store. Well, as you saw on my Facebook, it was 106 degrees yesterday. I've got a chicken in the truck.
No, you didn't.
I couldn't leave it in the truck. So, I had
I think we all know the end of this story.
So that's why Walmart gets my daily winning, because I'm going to email it to Jennifer right now, an email photo. I am shopping in the Walmart, carrying horse prescription eye medicine from a podiatrist with a chicken in a box in my cart.
What's he making noise? Was he, like, doing chicken things?
There was a guy. I had to go to the bathroom so bad I had to pee, and I was standing next to the pharmacist lady as an assistant, and she's like, I said, I've got to go to the bathroom. Will you please watch my cart? And she's like, why? There's only a box. I'm like, just watch my cart. And I come out, and there's some guy staring at my box, and he's like, hey, what you got in there? I'm like, don't worry about it. Just get out of my way.
Python food.
Python food. Leave it alone. Walk away. Just walk away. So I would like to thank Walmart for not removing me with a chicken in my cart in a box with holes cut in it, getting medicine from a podiatrist for my horse's eyeball. So I just had to tell somebody, you know, it just wasn't those things. So there you go. I'm done. Glenn, are you there? Oh, Glenn's gone. Jennifer, how did we lose him? Oh, God. Okay, so we're going to talk to Cindy Neal in just a second, and I'm going to talk about seven clinics with Buck Brannaman. And Jennifer, can you hear me? Am I all by myself?
I'm back. I'm back. Sorry about that. I got booted. That was me.
Okay, I'm like, I think I made him mad.
No, I was sorry about that. I got booted.
It's all right.
That's very funny. And you know you got charged $12 for a $2 chicken. You know that, right? Because he knew he got you right there. You think they do that on purpose for all the saps that come in like you?
Glenn, I would have paid 20. It didn't matter how much the chicken cost. Okay? I had to get my chicken in a box and go home. And so, of course, Chad is flying nights. And so he didn't get home till midnight. And I was kind of waiting up, you know, like, okay. I got to tell him about the whole thing before he goes outside and sees that we now have an extra chicken. So I told him, he goes, you know, they probably weren't going to feed the chicken to the thing. They just put one particular chicken that nobody else wants into that thing for people like you to buy. I said, I don't care. I couldn't take the chance.
You should not be allowed in pet stores of any kind. By the way, I don't think we even have a pet store here in Florida that is exotic as what you just described. But you definitely shouldn't be allowed in pet stores. I mean, there should be a sign on the door with your name in a circle and a red circle and an X.
That's pretty much what my husband said.
You want to go to our first guest? That's funny. Good story.
Oh, well, we've got Cindy who is now – I'm going to get this wrong. First of all, Cindy, good morning. How are you?
Is she there?
Cindy?
Hello.
Cindy here.
Yeah.
Are you
hey.
There, Cindy? Yep, there
he is.
Okay.
Hey.
Welcome.
I'm
welcome,
here.
Welcome to the show. I'm so glad you could join us. Now, I was going to introduce you, but I was thinking, okay, are you the producer of the Buck movie? Or what was your title on the movie, Buck the movie? Buck the film.
I got to have two. I am the director of the movie, and I am the executive producer of the movie.
Now,
which is
which
different
one...
from the producer of the movie. So, you know, you have a lot of producers involved in movies, but I'm the executive producer.
So you're the director and the executive producer. So which one of those is the more difficult job?
Oh, absolutely a director. Director is multitasking. Type A, you got to get pretty focused when you're directing.
Right. Now, the reason I ask that is because you always see on movies, you'll see the name of the director, and then you'll see executive producer, and then you'll see like 20 different people as producer, and I'm using finger quotes. And I always, and it's always like the actors that are in the movie, and I think I've read in places that those producers don't do nearly as much as the executive producer. Is that true?
Well, you know, that depends. On a big movie, that could be true. On Buck, that is not true, because on a documentary, you don't have, you know, 20,000 people working on it. You have this little core group, and the producer was Julie Goldman, and Alice Hinty was our line producer, and Sophia Santana was the associate producer, and all those women worked their butts off. I can tell you for sure, we were all working in the trenches around the clock, and so it was an intense effort, and so we don't have, you know, a laundry list of producers. Sometimes actors can get a producing credit, and people that brought the script to somebody get the producing credit. So anyway, you know, it can get very complicated. But, no, in our case, every producer you see on that screen, you better believe they put in some serious hours.
Wow. Well, now, why was it, obviously, your efforts were rewarded because the film is just absolutely incredible. And we've talked to you about the film before. But why was it so important for you to kind of get Buck's story out there?
Well, it meant a lot to me after having ridden with him. And you know, growing up in taking lessons. I had horses growing up and taking lessons all my life. And then I discovered Buck, and I discovered this type of horsemanship, and I was just amazed that no one had ever taught me anything like it, and it was so much more effective than anything I had ever done. So it was, I just thought it was hugely important, and honestly, even not having made a film before, I kept thinking about it, and I thought, you know, no one else is doing this, and why doesn't everyone know it, and why isn't there a lot of people at the clinics? There weren't that many spectators at the clinics, in my opinion, and so I just thought more people should ride like this, and no matter what kind of riding they're doing, whether they're doing a hunter jumper or dressage or cutting horse, it's just, I said it's like speaking horse. It's like understanding how a horse thinks, and I think, I thought it was so much more effective than anything out there that people should know it, and so I just did it.
So tell us about 7 clinics with Buck Brenneman.
Well, 7 clinics is basically, if you like the film, it's a continuation somewhat without the personal story. But I realized that when we were cutting the movie, the film, that you couldn't teach this. And that was really important to me, Eric, and that was in a way a big incentive of why I did it in the first place, is to expose people to this type of horsemanship that hadn't been exposed. I would have never heard of it if I hadn't just gone out west looking for a horse and met this guy named Vern Smith, and he sort of started teaching me about it, and I was thinking, why doesn't everyone do it this way? So when I finished with the film, and it luckily was a big success, and it, you know, it keeps on playing. It's playing in Europe now and around the world, and I just thought, well, now they're kind of hooked on Buck. Now they know who this guy is, and I think it would be fantastic for them to really know what he does and how he does it and what it is like to go to a Buck clinic, so that maybe they'll go and continue to go to his clinics and learn more. So, and I had this beautiful footage. I had 300 hours of footage. So I thought, well, it's kind of a shame for me to have this in my basement, you know, and it's all mine. And I felt like I had this little gold mine of fantastic information, and so we went back in. I took Joy Reed, was the second editor on the film, so she already had all the footage downloaded into her computer. She knew the footage, and I have to give her tons of credit. She was just brilliant in helping me pull out things that were important and editing it, because it's still edited almost like you would edit a film. You know, we cut in B-roll and all that kind of thing. So
Wow. It's
very different from what you would see in your average how-to instructional DVD set.
Gotcha. So a little more, instead of ABC, a little more kind of entertainment value as well. Now, I want to ask, because I've never been fortunate enough to go to a Buck clinic, but what sets Buck and his ideas apart from the rest of the gamut of natural, like the Pat Pirellis and that kind of world?
I think that that's a good question. I feel like he spent, I believe he spent more time with Ray Hunt and Tom Doritz than anybody that's out there, as far as it's really, you know, teaching clinics in a big way. And I feel like that he's a real purist. So when you go to his clinics, you're not going for a big entertainment value, even though I think Buck is very funny, and I find him entertaining in his clinics. But when you're there, you really are working a lot. I mean, he has you, it's a very high level, and even though he might have somebody that's fairly new to horses, he's not going to dumb it down for you. He's really going to keep it a very, I would say, advanced level. Even the most basic classes, you're going to get something that's so much more advanced than you would get in an ordinary lesson or something. I believe I just sometimes come out of there and even a lower level class thinking, oh my gosh, this is so hard, you're exhausted. And so he's very tough about it really. I think he's very serious about what he does. He's not trying to sugarcoat it or you know, make spoon feed you. He pretty much he raises the bar like a master classman should. And so I think his clinics are just more intense. They're just a little bit more serious, and I think his horsemanship is better than anyone's out there. And there's a lot of good horsemen out there. I'm not trying to downplay anyone else, but I do think he's exceptionally good. He works at it. He rides his horse all through the clinic. So his experience is, I think, bar none of most of the people out there.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, is there any drama like in the movie?
Is there any drama? You know, I think there's some parts that I put in there where he's kind of up the ante a bit with some horses that are just a little resistant. But no, not like in the movie. You're not going to see anybody get attacked by a horse or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, we don't do that in there.
I had to ask. I'm a horse husband. I had to ask for the benefit of all the horse husbands out there.
My husband came through the room, and he was actually stopped and started watching. He said, "Wow, Cindy, you know, this is really good." And I said, "Yes, honey, but, you know, that's what we're working on here." So even if you're a horse husband, you might sit there and watch a little bit of it with your wife.
Now, Cindy, I got to ask, I was just looking, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to do this clinic because I've got an off-the-track thoroughbred I think it would really benefit from Buck. And I'm like, okay, what does he have left for the year? He's going to Japan and Italy. I don't think I'm going to be able to make that. That is how international he has become, and I think maybe you have a big part of that.
Well, he's been going to Italy for quite a few years, and New Zealand and Australia. I know he's gotten a lot of requests from around the world to come to other countries now, and he only has so many weekends in the year, so he's pretty loyal, I think, to the people he's done clinics with. He's in Maine, is it this weekend? He's in Maine this weekend, and I know that he's going down to North Carolina where we filmed. We filmed at Susan Hopkins and it was Sullivan Farm is where we filmed, and he'll be there in a couple of weeks, I think, and back in Washington. So you still have, there's a few places left in this country you could zip to if you wanted to.
Yes, I think in November I could go to Washington or Montana, and from Arizona that should be just a couple of days to get there. But I think you're right, it would be worth it. His 2013 schedule will be posted in November, and of course that's at Brandeman.com to find any of that out. Now, you know, what is this, because when we watch the movie, it's such a beautiful film, and there's like big sweeping music that goes along with it, and I heard that the music in the clinics is by one of our friends of the show.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, we don't put music throughout all the chapters, but we do. We have music cues on all the menus, and Sam Gay, who is married to Templeton Thompson, did the most amazing job. I mean, you could sit there and listen to the menu. Don't skip through the menus too quickly because the music is fantastic. And then we roll credits because here again we have the same crew pretty much that was. Did the movie because that's where the footage came from. So we roll credits at the end of each set, and then we put Templeton Thompson's songs on those, which, well, you know Templeton, there's just nothing better.
Yeah.
It's perfect music to go with Buck. And then we also, if you look at the extras, we kind of mixed and matched and put her songs into the extras as well, so that even if you have the third set, which has three discs in it, you're going to get all three of the songs that we have of hers. So she is phenomenal, and I'm actually going to get to go to Nashville and I'm going to direct a music video with Templeton Thompson. So,
cool. Tell us more. When? Where is it? What song? I got to know.
It's called When I Get That Pony Rode, and you can hear that on the DVDs. Listen for it. It's When I Get That Pony Rode. It's a fantastic song. It's actually about the struggles that we do trying to get our horses ridden. And I'm really excited about it. And it's such a great song. Like, everyone I play it for, even my kids in their 20s, who are not necessarily big country music people, they go crazy for this song. Everyone that hears the song goes, I love that song. It will get in your head.
It's like that with most Templeton songs, I find. So, well, the DVDs, 7 clinics, 1 and 2 are groundwork. 3 and 4 are lessons on horseback. And I love that you cover that because a lot of times there's a big gap in teaching people groundwork and then how to move into getting everything on horseback. There's always like, okay, I did all the groundwork, now what? I just get on and ride? So I love the fact that there's lessons on horseback. And then 5, 6, and 7 are more lessons on horseback, problem solving, and you can't go anywhere without some, it wouldn't be complete without some of Buck's words of wisdom. Am I right or am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is a real progression, you know, going from the groundwork all the way through to words of wisdom. And, you know, if you watch all 7, you'll see how everything builds on itself. And you can also mix and match, and you can, you know, let's say you've seen it 5 times and you want to skip one chapter, you just click your chapter button on your menu. I made it really user-friendly, and I just thought, how would I, if I had a how-to video, how would I want it to work? And we really put so much time and thought into it, and this is kind of what I wanted. This is what I wanted to ride horses, is how would I learn? And so I put it out there in the way that it's really user-friendly, it's really easy to learn from it, and it's beautifully shot. It's a really unique product.
Well, I think... Go ahead, sorry.
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say 2 things. One is thank you very much. Later on in the show, we're going to be giving away one of the sets of DVDs for our prize, our Friday Really Bad Ads prize, and we really appreciate you doing that. Somebody's going to be a very lucky winner of that. And also, Templeton just posted on her Facebook page this morning that she's listened to the show. Hi, Tempe. And that she is now taking pre-orders for a hard copy of the Songs from the 7 Clinic CD. So if you're interested in just getting the songs to play in your car or anywhere, you can order them on Templeton's website at templetonthompson.com. So I wanted to mention that also.
And, Cindy, real quick, where can everybody get the DVDs if you don't win them today?
Well, if you can see quite a bit. You can even see clips if you go to 7clinics.com. It's just 7clinics.com, and it will give you, we have a great website. We've got photographs. We've got clips. We have the team that made it. And, yeah, you can get a ton of information. And, you know, one of the first spots is purchase. So if you just click that, it'll take you right through to how you can purchase them. And we also, you can buy them individually. You don't have to buy the set. And that was another big thing. I made a huge effort to price these, you know, at a very reasonable price. I think it's $49.95 for the first 2 sets, which each have 2 discs, and the third set has 3 discs, and that one's $59.95. The whole set is $145, and that's over 10 hours of footage, and
yeah,
then include all the songs and this and that you get with it too. So you get, I mean, that's all in there. And so I think it's a really special package. We've had feedback this week. It just went out on Monday, and we've already gotten incredible feedback. Somebody wrote me today and said, I've watched the first disc 4 times already. I can't get over it. So I think people are going to be very surprised. It's great. And they just need to go to 7clinics.com.
Well, we're going to post a link to that on our Facebook page. And Cindy, as always, can't thank you enough for being on the show. I'm so excited.
Hold on 1 second. We have a caller on the line. Hello, Tempe.
Oh, how you doing?
You heard us talking about you, didn't you?
I've been listening all morning. I'm so sorry. And I've had it playing on my computer. Good morning, Rockstar Cowgirl, Miss Cindy. Hugging you through the phone, gorgeous. Hugging
Good
everyone
morning,
through the
Miss
phone.
Cindy.
Good morning. I dialed the number, and oh my, I guess I haven't had enough coffee, y'all. I just told Jennifer I dialed it. So I was listening to it on the computer, and then I was listening on my phone, and I forgot to push the 1 button that says to talk to the host. So I guess I need a little more coffee. Oh, you guys sound so awesome. I'm so excited. I love y'all. I mainly just wanted to call and say I love you guys. And Cindy, I can't wait to see you next week. Woohoo!
I know. I'm coming down there next week.
God, we're going to have so much fun. Oh, my God. I just got to say out to the whole world out there, I am so blessed to know this beautiful woman, y'all. Cindy Neal, is the most, oh my God, amazing rock star cowgirl, absolute angel in the world. I love you, darling. So we're so blessed. Me and Sam are so grateful.
Well, I'm so honored to have their music. I could not have asked for anything better to put on this CD, and I really wanted to make it special. And I mean, the DVDs and their music makes it. I mean, it really takes it to another level. It's beautiful music. I can't wait for people to hear you.
Thank you. Yep. You're so awesome. And hey, I gotta say, because I just keep saying, this woman is also just one of the most, like, this true amazing Renaissance cowgirl. What she's done, and I can't wait for y'all all out there to get to see this beautiful project, because it's on a whole new level. She has raised the bar so high that, I mean, this is award-winning, magical, amazing stuff. So everyone, please make sure you get the Seven Clinics with Buck Branham and DVDs. You'll be so much better for it, and your horses will be better for it, and they will be so thanking you. Your horses are going to love you so much more if you go do that. So order.
Oh, thank you, Tempe.
Amazing.
Tempe's your best cheerleader. Tempe, and I just did announce, too, they can pre-order the songs from the CD on your website as well, right?
Thank you. I heard you say that you are so cool. Yes, I'm actually working on a newsletter to officially announce all that, and I cannot thank you enough for announcing that on your show. You guys have been so good to us. Oh, I love you guys. So, yeah, I'm working on that, and it's up on my homepage. You can't miss it. Just click on the Songs from Seven Clinics CD cover and pre-order now. Woohoo!
Hey, go ahead, Jamie.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, if it were up to me, we'd end the show now, because there's no better way to wrap up a Friday than having Cindy and Tempe on together. This is fantastic.
Aww,
and you know, love having
them. It's going to be wild in Nashville next weekend. This is just way too
much. Oh, my God. I know. People want to be a fly on the wall.
Well,
Nashville's never going to be the same.
No. Yeah. We definitely can't wait to see the video. And so from start to finish, Cindy or Tempe, how long did it take to film a video and then to actually release it?
To do the Seven Clinics or to do the movie and the Seven Clinics?
The Tempe video, because I want to know when I'm going to see this rock star video from you guys.
Oh, the video. Well, we are just doing our location scout next weekend, and then I believe we're trying to pull the crew together to shoot it next month, probably I've already lined up. The editor is the editor that did the film Buck is going to edit the video, and her availability is the 1st of November. Tempe, I haven't even told you that yet, but...
Oh, cool. Yeah,
so
no,
at this point, it might not be till like the end of November, but yeah, we definitely have to have it out before Christmas.
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my God, y'all. I can't believe I get to work with this amazing woman. This is just cowgirl dream come true. We're going to have so much fun.
Hey, Tempe, we haven't talked to you since this came out. We played it right away. It's absolutely Jennifer and I's, I think, favorite song from you now. And the video was unbelievable, and that is Stillhouse Jane. I tell you, Tempe, we love that.
Thank you. Really? Thank you so much. That was so much fun. And my Uncle Chuck, oh, my God. Y'all, he's a horse guy. You ought to have him on one day. He is a kick in the pants and legal moonshiner since 82. So thank you. You are so sweet. We had fun dancing around the
moonshine. Did you say legal or illegal? I missed that.
Legal.
Did you say legal?
Very legal.
Oh, okay. Just check it. All right.
Very legal since 1982. Yeah. He's made moonshine fancy. It's very cool. So, yeah, he's a really neat, amazing man. So, yeah, thanks to him for inspiring us to even write that song. I'm like, moonshine song? Okay.
Yeah.
So thanks,
it was
Glenn.
Great.
That means a lot, man.
Loved
Thank
it.
You.
It's a great
we
song.
Loved it.
It's a great song. Yeah. I love it.
You guys
well, thank
are
you,
awesome.
Guys. We appreciate you being on. We'll definitely check in with both of you again soon. And thank you so much for donating those DVDs for later in the show. We really appreciate that, too, Cindy. And good luck with it.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for having us on, and this has been a real treat. So have a great weekend, okay?
All right, bye, Cindy.
Love you guys.
Bye, Tempe.
Love. Bye.
I don't know where we go from here, Jamie. Maybe should we just play a Tempe song? Why don't we do that?
I absolutely think that's what we need to do.
Well, let me pull up one of Tempe's songs that I think is absolutely appropriate after talking to those two cowgirls here today. How about A Little Beautiful Day?
That is Templeton Thompson, Beautiful Day, and of course, thanks to Tempe for calling in with Cindy. First of all, you've got a buck series of DVDs, and then you're going to throw some Tempe music on it. It's perfect. And actually, that the price you were saying, like $150 for all of them, and the fact that they're sold separately, that's a great price. That's like half of a clinic for a weekend. And this is 10 hours.
That is true. When you look at it that way, you're absolutely right. His clinics are, you know, you'll pay more than that for one day clinic. So, you're absolutely right.
Absolutely, yeah, you will. So, at any rate, we need to talk about Kentucky Performance Products. Glenn, would you like to do that, or would you like me to?
Actually, why don't we let regular listeners to the show know that we love Kentucky Performance Products. And that's an easy thing to do because Kentucky Performance Products stand behind their products and they believe in them. Your complete satisfaction is guaranteed. If you are unsatisfied with any of their products, they will gladly refund your money. Does your horse or pony get fat on air alone? Is he living in a dry lot or turned out with a muzzle? Can't feed him more than a handful of grain and some hay? Then you need Microphase. Microphase is a great way to ensure your horse or pony gets all of the nutrients he needs to stay healthy without adding calories to his diet. Microphase contains the vitamins and trace minerals not found in grass or hay, and your horse will eat it right out of your hand. You can learn more about Microphase and all of the products from Kentucky Performance Products by visiting kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com. Check out Microphase.
So thanks, Kentucky Performance Products, for being Friday sponsor, whether they're proud of it or not. So, Glenn, you and I both have have lived in Kentucky, have we not?
Yes, we have, yes.
And it's fitting that today we are sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products, because I've got a fantastic Kentucky story for you.
All right.
And I really should just read it as it would be read, because it's kind of a poorly written story as well. It's almost like one of those news blobs that you would read, like just a short news story. Danny Reynolds was left in shock, when police in Jessamine County, Kentucky, pulled the 55-year-old over when he had stopped to eat some crackers. Apparently, Danny Reynolds is a diabetic and needed to bring his blood sugar in check. Now, the only problem was Danny was really, really drunk, and the other problem was that Danny was on a horse. So he actually was arrested for a DUI while on a horse down near Nicholasville, Kentucky. And according to the arrest citation, or actually what he said was, "I really didn't mean to cause any harm. I definitely learned my lesson, and I hope other riders pay attention." He also said that, "I had no idea you could be arrested for something like this." So he had no idea that you can't be drunk and ride a horse down the road. Now that I get. What? Go ahead.
My guess is it wasn't the first time Danny's been drunk riding down the road in Kentucky. That's my guess.
No. He was apparently two times over the legal limit. Now here's what I don't get. Like, okay, I could almost see the fact that you didn't know you couldn't be drunk and ride your horse home. What I don't get is how you did not know that marijuana in your pocket would be found illegal as well, because they found Danny Reynolds on his horse over twice the legal limit, drunk as a skunk with weed. That is Jessamine County, Kentucky for you.
The cops could just sit by any fox hunt in America and just arrest people all day long. They're all drunk on their horse.
Right. But I think it has something to do with being in a public place. Like, that is I'm going to want to give the rules, but this guy was in public, going down the road, pulled over. They actually had to get in the car with the flashers on and get behind him. How do you know that a guy on a horse is drunk? Is he slouched over? Is he swerving? What?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm not sure that the horse is weaving, but he probably was. He probably was doing a little bobbing and weaving, yes. Yeah, but I'm telling you, you could see that at almost any fox hunt in America. You just see them right there bobbing and weaving.
And they even weed.
And they even have open bottles. You could get them for the open bottle container law, too, because they carry the little flask right there on the saddle. Right, Jennifer? I mean, there's an open bottle. Right there.
But we avoid public roads. That's key.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
See? We read the rules. We know where the loopholes are.
Hey, Jamie, Bruce Springsteen's daughter, you know what? It's nice to have a little money because, you know, she's a show jumper, and she didn't qualify for the Olympics this year, but she's going to try and qualify for Rio de Janeiro in 2016 because she just bought the gold medal horse of Peter Charles rode during the Olympics, Mirka's Vindicat. And she just bought that horse and bring it home here to the United States and going to campaign it. And hopefully that horse takes her to the Olympics in 2016.
Hold up. So she bought, Jessica bought whose horse? It was
Peter
just like
Charles.
The gold medal winning.
Yes. And that's one way to do it. You know, she's not like you. She doesn't go down to the jail to get her horses. she goes right to the top. But, you know, you can do that when you're Bruce Springsteen's daughter can afford to buy horses.
How much was the horse?
They're not saying. They're keeping that kind of quiet because it was probably a ridiculously large amount that's probably embarrassing for everybody, except for Peter Charles, who's probably doing quite well right now.
Yeah, absolutely. He's laughing his way to the bank. Now, speaking of celebrities, did you have a story about Dennis Quaid?
Yeah, there's a celebrity you don't hear about too often. He apparently has a farm. I didn't know that. But he has a farm, and he has trails on his farm, and it's all, you know,
he
beautiful.
He talked about him because he sold his place in L.A. That's what's weird is that Dennis Quaid has been mentioned on the show not once but twice now.
Well, he apparently, before he sold his place, he gave this guy permission while on his property to take one of his horses out, to borrow one of his Dennis Quaid's horses. His name was something Wood. And he gave this guy permission to go out and take a ride to go out to the edge of the property where the Pacific Palisades Park is. And that's right outside of Los Angeles there. Well, during the trail ride, this guy, Wood, contends that the horse was spooked by sprinklers that came on near the trail. Then the horse reared and fell on top of him. Now, he admitted he was not wearing a helmet, and he was not paying attention to his horse because he was looking at his watch at the time.
I guess
he was kind of texting and driving, yeah. But he was admitted to the hospital, get this, with a concussion, a fractured scapula, torn aorta, a multiple pulmonary emboli, broken ribs, a nicked liver, a tear in his bladder, a fractured lumbar disc, and a shattered pelvis, internal bleeding, and a torn meniscus in the knee. And oh, by the way, after you've said all that, who cares about the meniscus? This guy got beat up pretty bad with his horse falling on him. A helmet would not have helped, by the way, in this case. So he's turning around and suing Dennis Quaid for having dangerous things along his trail, i.e. the sprinkler system.
Okay. This is just one of those things where this guy probably, when he walked away, had somebody come out of the woods and beat him with a baseball bat so he could then sue Dennis Quaid for money. I don't get it. Like, first of all, as being Dennis Quaid and being a super celebrity, who is this guy that you would lend a horse to ride on your property? Number one, that's just kind of stupid because I won't let people I don't know take riding lessons with me just in case somebody's out to sue. Number two, who sues a guy who was nice enough to let you ride across his property on his horse? What?
I know.
This guy's out for money.
There's a couple things here, and they said to keep in mind, be careful lending horses, obviously, to friends or anybody. And, you know, you have to think about what your responsibilities are. They actually sued him. It was in the lawsuit that he had a flawed trail design that put the sprinkler systems close to the trail, so that was a flawed trail design. Now, this has not gotten settled. It's not been through court yet, so I don't know what's going to happen here. But, yeah, something very, I mean, just something to keep in mind should you lend a horse to anybody.
That's terrible. Lester Wood is the guy's name suing Dennis Quaid. I'm trying to Google him to, like, just see if there's any information about him online, just to see who this guy is. I'm going to keep looking.
All right, while you're doing that. While you're doing that, you remember the auction that we've been talking about of all the fancy quarter horses out there, the former lady in Illinois who got arrested, Rita Crundwell? Well, they sold 80 of her horses earlier this month in an online auction that brought $1.64 million. Well, the rest of them, more than 300 horses, remain to be sold, and that's going to happen starting Monday at 11 a.m. Sunday and Monday starting at 11 a.m. This Sunday and Monday starting at 11 a.m. But they're going to do it a little different. This is a live auction out at the farm, but they're also going to do a web simulcast, so you'll be able to bid from home, too, for these horses. I guess it went so well with the little experiment they did with the 80 horses online, they thought they'd arrange this. So you're going to be able to buy these 300 horses. They expect the horses to sell from $400 for the youngsters to six figures for the show and breeding horses. And you remember, right, the one horse went for $250,000 in that online auction. So I'm sure these horses will do quite well, but you can actually check it out and watch it online. Just Google it, and you'll find the website you can go to watch this on Sunday and Monday if you want a little entertainment.
Okay, that makes me realize how many freaking horses this woman had. She had over 300 horses.
How did she not expect to go to jail?
How many?
She had over 400 horses, and they're selling like 380 of them, and I think 50 of them were, I don't know, they were other people. I don't know what the story on the others were, but she had over 420 horses.
Good Lord, I have two, and I'm like, oh. They're so expensive. I got to take a feeling.
We were talking about hay the other day. Can you imagine that the hay prices, what they are? She was right in the middle of the drought area right now. Can you imagine what hay would be buying it for 400 horses? Oh, my God.
No, I can't even imagine. Just to go back to the Dennis Quaid story for a moment, Glenn, I would like to let you know that Lester Wood, the only thing I could find about him is he's an equestrian, and he's 70 years old. 70 years old. Now, I know if my dad's listening, Dad, 70's not old, okay? 70's not old.
No.
It's like the new 40.
And I'm locked up to that. So I'm not old.
If a horse rears up and flips over backwards, the only way that you're going to get a concussion, fractured scapula, torn aorta, multiple pulmonary emboli, broken ribs, a nicked liver, a tear in your bladder, fractured lumbar disc, a shattered pelvis, internal bleeding, and a torn meniscus is if you're 70. Okay? 70. So, bad call, dude. Bad call. Just get off the horse.
Yeah. Probably a bad call. I agree. Hey, I just wanted, this is not a happy story. The next one's not a happy story. I'm going to warn everybody ahead of time, but I wanted to just say it, just to remind everybody, a second person, 49 years old, father of two sons, was hospitalized on August 14th in Vermont after contracting EEE. So it has been a huge problem in the Northeast, especially Massachusetts, between West Nile and EEE. And, well, unfortunately, this Vermonter died a short time after. He is the second Vermonter to die of EEE in the last month. And they're just saying you've got to be so careful, especially if you live in the North New England area. Right now, it is bad, and there's just not a lot you can do about it. But I wanted to tell everybody what the symptoms were, so you knew if you got mosquito bites, and you just think about this, something you could tell the doctor if you do get sick. There's two types of illnesses. One has a sudden onset and is characterized by chills, fever, malaise, and joint and muscle pain that lasts about 1 to 2 weeks. Well, you would think that was a flu, right, Jamie? You'd think that's your normal flu feels like that. But
I have that now.
If it persists, get it checked out. And then the more severe version of it attacks the central nervous system and causes fever, headache, irritability. Well, that's a lot
you
of people.
You have that every day, Glenn.
I know.
Uh-huh.
Restlessness, drowsiness, convulsions, and coma. So, the coma is probably a clue that something's going on. But and convulsions, things like that. But, get it checked out because this is not something to fool around with. People are dying in this country, and more this year than ever before. So keep that in mind.
Well, before we get to really bad ads, and thank you, if you could just have your vet vaccinate you when they come by, that would probably work.
No.
Seriously, we can get horses vaccinated, but we can't make a vaccine for people. At any rate, before we get to really bad ads, I got to give a little whoop whoop to, these big horse farms in Kentucky. They breed a lot of horses. They got Three Chimneys, Adina Spring, just the whole gamut of places that breed horses. And they're all doing their part to get the ones that are out there that need to come back. Like we've talked to Jen over at Three Chimneys and how they take in horses that are in a kind of bad situation that were born and bred there. Well, Adina Springs is now doing the same thing. A horse named Racketeer was found at a feedlot. It says a notorious feedlot in California. Is that like where they go before they go to the killers?
It's a storage facility on their way to Mexico, yes.
Okay, well, this horse racketeer who won over $400,000 during his seven-year career was a son of awesome again and raised homebred at Edina Springs. Well, Edina Springs was contacted, hey, man, from an organization called Naysavers. And they contacted Edina Springs, and they immediately shipped him from California all the way to their farm in Kentucky. They recuperated him. They put on weight. He put on weight. They got him looking and feeling a lot better, and now they have retired him to Old Friends, which is that thoroughbred retirement facility in Georgetown that has, like, famous horses. So heads up, round of applause to Naysavers doing their job and finding this horse, rescuing him, and then to Edina Springs for immediately, without even thinking about it, having him shipped all the way across the country and brought back to their farm. What a good story.
Terrific.
Yay!
And you know what? He's such a good guy, Blowin' Is, who runs Old Friends, and he has had to expand so much because he's taken in, what was it? When we talked to him a little while ago, what was it, like 170 horses? Yes, now it's a lot.
Yeah, and they work off donations. So if you want to send in some money that to go somewhere that's going to really help the horses, Old Friends is a great place to donate to.
Hey, Jamie, you want to hear something scary? I was at
the
farmer's market last Saturday, and I saw this sign, this handwritten sign at one of the stands, and I went, oh, my God. You know what it said? It said 14 weeks till Christmas.
Ah.
Can you believe that? It's only 14 weeks till Christmas?
Oh, my God, it's almost my birthday. I'm going to be so old. I can't even talk about it.
You know what that means, though? We can start playing our fun Christmas songs. Remember the Templeton song? And we can start playing our fun Christmas songs. But you know, the reason I brought that up is because there's no better gift. And Aubrey, who owns one of these, who owns the Equity Manufacturing Manure Fork, who owns the Flexen Fork, said that she was hoping for one of the motorized ones, the Shaken Fork, for her birthday coming up. Well, you know, it's not too early to start thinking about the holidays and Christmas and to think about what you're going to get people. And, you know, us horse husbands, we learned a long time ago, you get your horse wives something to do with the barn and they're happy. You try and get creative and you try and get, you know, go out and branch out to get them something outside of the realm of the horse, and you screw up every time. They don't care. They just don't want it. So take a look at Equity Manufacturing. Go to equitymfg.com, and you will find the perfect gift for that woman in your life who has to go out and clean stalls endlessly, endlessly, endlessly. And the perfect tool to do that is the Shaken Fork. And plus, now, these are not cheap. These are not inexpensive items. So, you know, your girl's going to know that you spent some money and that you really thought about this and put some effort into it. Now, you don't have to tell them that you heard us say it and, you know, you just listen to us. You just make it sound like it was the most clever, creative thing you've ever come up with in your life. It's going to save her time. It's going to save her money on bedding. And I guarantee you, this is going to become her favorite tool in the barn. Anything I said there wrong, Danny?
No, I you've got to let your guys, what's that Facebook page that you have that's like anti-women?
Horse Husbands Unite. Horse Husbands Unite.
Yeah. So you need to post this on Horse Husbands Unite. Now, when you say that they're expensive or more, they're actually not super expensive, but they also, it's like, it's the price of two that you would buy when the first one breaks and you have to buy another one. Because it's one of those times, you know, on this crappy little manure forks when you go to scoop them up, if one tine breaks because it gets hooked in the grass or gets stuck on a stall mat, if one tine breaks, the thing's trash. You can never, ever recuperate or recover from a one tine missing fork. Am I right, Jennifer? Because the little poop apples just fall right through.
They automatically, physically go directly to where the hole in the fork is. Throw it away.
You're
when
right.
The breaks.
There's like 20 other tines there left in the fork, and that poop finds the hole. I don't know how that happens.
It does. So my point being that you're going to have to buy at least two of those. Because when the first one breaks and the second one breaks, you know, it's going to happen. So that's why if you invest the money in the Equity forks, that doesn't happen. They don't break. So, I mean, I don't bang it up against the wall and jump on it and run over with my car, but they don't break in multiple, just everyday use. So just remember that when you're going out and you're buying your woman a gift. I think it's a great gift.
if I was to get one of these as a Christmas gift and it's like under the tree and has a bow on it, I would know that you cared. I would know.
Let me get the horse husband the guide here. This is the guide. There's two of these forks, a flexed fork and a shaken fork. If your wife or girlfriend cleans less than three or less stalls a day, get her the flexen fork. If she does more than three stalls a day, do the shaken fork. That's the general rule. So that's my rule. All right? So equitymfg.com. I think it's time, Jamie, to give away one of the biggest prizes we've ever done, and that's the complete set of seven clinics with Buck Branham, and it's a really big prize.
I say pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Of course, this is the time of week when everybody sends us, all our listeners send in really bad ads that they found on Craigslist that involve the farm. It could be anything around the farm, but mostly horses we concentrate on here. And the names we're giving you today are the names of people who sent the ads to us. They're not the names of the people who posted the ads. We don't do that to those poor people. And the winner today does get that complete set of the seven clinics with Buck Branham, and that's $145 value. So it is a good prize today, and we had a lot of entries, a lot of good entries today. We appreciate you doing that. I would like to get us started off today, Jamie, and this is not with one that was submitted. It's one that I came across on Facebook the other day. It is a Craigslist ad that was posted on Facebook, and I thought you'd get a chuckle out of it. It says offering $350 a month to be ordered around. Young, 28, average-looking, otherwise normal guy, is looking to do chores, errands, and the like. I can do your laundry, do your dishes, take out your trash, wash your car, rub your feet, brush your hair, run your errands, and anything more you can come up with. Sounds great, doesn't it? I have a submissive personality, and I am also a very shy, short, wimpy type of guy. I saw something on Cleopatra over the weekend, and I found it fascinating how her servants adored her and thought being a servant to such a majestic figure would be much more interesting than my boring life. Is there a Cleopatra-type personality out there who could use a nice submissive boy to give her cash and do her chores?
Glenn, why on earth were you in this section on Craigslist?
Facebook posted this.
Faceless. This is seriously disturbing. Is this guy walk around with like some black leather outfit on, you know, and do you have to whip him? Is it something bizarre?
Let's be real. Any woman would love to have the guy do all of those things in that first sentence. Admit it.
It's called marriage. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding, honey.
All right. The next ad was put in by David. David Linville, thank you for sending this in. It's an online ad found in an Indiana free ads website. This is funny. 2003 Bison Alumisport 4 Horse. That's the title. 8 foot wide, 8 foot short wall. Heat/AC shower, toilet fully loaded, $24,000. Yes, you can get this. You can get this Alumisport 4 horse with a toilet that's fully loaded, $24,000.
That is one example of where punctuation is helpful.
Probably, yes.
Toilet fully loaded. Well, we're seeing a lot of new names, and I'd like to thank Shauna Dahl for sending in the next one. And, oh, God, she went to Clovis, New Mexico. This is going to be good. Horse for sale. This is, by the way, in all capital letters with not an ounce of punctuation. Horse for sale, $850, Clovis. I'm selling my pink colt. I start over. I'm selling my pink cold horse. He is a quarter horse, real gentle, follows you around, able to put the holster on him. He is able to get registered. Mom is a black quarter horse. She is registered. Dad is a pink quarter horse. His color is black and white, $9.50. Wait a second. She said $8.50 in the title and then $9.50 at the bottom.
Went up. She was so convinced by how good this horse was, she just changed her mind.
At the end, it was more. I'm raising the price. All right.
I'm able to put a holster on it. What's that mean?
What is a holster? I don't even...
A holster is what you put a gun in, but I don't know what that would have to do with the horse. I don't know.
It's a pink colt horse. The pink colt horse with a holster on him. Is that a halter? I don't even know.
I don't know. All right, so next one was sent in by Celeste Coulter, and thank you, Celeste. We are seeing a lot of new names here. Now, she sent a definition along that I'll read after I read the ad. 2-year-old Palimony walking horse, $500. Yes, you heard it right. A two-year-old Palimony walking horse, he needs to be broke. He's a great horse. If you would like more info, please call, and I can tell you more about him. My name is Lisa, and my number is... Please, no emails. Also, will not be trading. Sorry, I want to sell him, not trade. And that's
I want to sell him.
That's right. She wants to sell him. And that's because, you know, when you got a Palimony walking horse, you got issues you got to deal with. Because Celeste thought she sent along the definition of Palimony from the dictionary. It is a court-ordered financial settlement between two former lovers, though never married, cohabitated like a significant other. So... apparently, this girl needs the money to pay off the ex-boyfriend. So that's why you can get yourself a Palimony walking horse.
Not to be whatever, but I don't think Lisa was thinking that far ahead, and I think you're giving her too much credit, Celeste, because I'm sure she didn't know what Palimony is, actually. So, nice try. Let's see. This one was sent in by Lisa, and we're going to hear from her a little bit later, but she, I don't even know if I can read this one.
I couldn't read it when I read it. When I read it earlier, I was like, I'm giving this to Jamie.
Okay, thank you. Hi, I have a 16-set Mexican saddle for sell $150. I also got a 11-year-old black mare, 15 hands high, just wanted the baby she had. The lady I got her from said they rode her, but I don't know. I haven't done nothing with her but feed her and walk her around. I ain't done nothing with her. Asking $200 or take saddle and mare for $275. She a little skinny cause the baby and feet need done. She AQH. What is that?
I assume she's skinny because she had the baby at this point. I'm assuming.
I guess. But, I wish women got skinny when having babies. I'm sure that's not it. BS. Okay, and then the next one, Samantha Saunders. Thanks for sending this one in. 4-year-old thoroughbred mare, beautiful. Price, $1. What a deal. Beautiful 4-year-old mare for $1. All right, let's see what the ad says. I have a 4-year-old TB mare, FS15.4. Beautiful. What? She is so sweet, was a racer, been off track 42 months, will not come out of gate. She is, I have 4-year-old TB mare, FS15.4. She was a racer, off track 42 months now, and be ready to be retrained as a Western English Companion horse. She is very loving, good manners, hauling feet, etc. Rest on, for sale, she dosed. Not get along with other horse, but dost not want to be separated from the herd. Great with all other horses, but one will make great leisure horse with time. A lot of L's in that word. Open to all offers or trades. PLV email with your UR phone number, and I will get back to you ASAP. Oh, my God, I'm exhausted.
I don't think we need to review that one. It speaks for itself. Glenn Farmer.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
Now, Glenn sent this one in with a caveat. Glenn sent this one in, and he says, just so we could be absolutely sure Jamie would get on her soapbox today. So apparently you haven't been getting on your soapbox lately, Glenn. Where have you been? Oh, my God. 3-year-old full-blood quarter horse, $100 in Huntsville. Hello, we have a 3-year-old quarter horse filly. She limps a little, but don't know what happened. She is not halter broke. She is a sorrel and has some good bloodlines, just never bought her papers. Asking $100 or best offer.
Okay, soapbox time. Why on earth would you do that to a horse? 3 years old and not even halter broke. You should be ashamed of yourself. And it's limping and you have no idea what is wrong with it. Why didn't you call a vet and get a trainer out there to get the thing halter broke? Even your vet will try to catch the horse to look at it to see what is wrong with it. How dare you? You're a horrible horse, horse person. I feel like buying the horse. Thank God I don't live near Huntsville. That'd be my mare, my horse filly.
All right, Glenn, are you happy? You did it. You're happy? You got what you wanted. There you go.
Thank you. Wait a second. This next one. Jen, you can't win the DVDs, okay? You can't. I know you want them, but this one is pretty funny. You can't win them. Sorry. If I can't win them, you can't win them. 13-hand base box trot mule. Does that mean that they bred a horse, a donkey, and a Missouri fox trotter? I don't know. His name is Tabasco. Tabasco is a 5-year, 13-hand John, loves people, and is great to be around. He is well-started under saddle and has been down the roads and through the creeks. Trade for hay, firearms, or beef for my freezer. Seriously? How many people will trade their animal for guns? It seems to be every week somebody will trade for guns or food. But I'll give you a donkey for beef.
I have to say, there's a picture there. This is one cute donkey. Jennifer, is this around here? I'd buy this donkey. That's a cute
donkey. Isn't he adorable? It's not a zombie donkey. You can tell.
He's not a zombie donkey. This is a cute donkey. It really is.
Adorable. It is adorable. He is only 13 hands. He's
on
his
saddle. Do we have any guns? Do we have any beef in the freezer, Jennifer? Can you check? Maybe a steak or two? All right. The next one.
All you have to do, Glenn, is head to your local Walmart with a chicken in a box and then just go to the frozen food set, the meat section, buy a whole bunch of ground beef and be like, dude, I got 40 pounds of ground beef I'll give you for the meal. And they'll take it. You don't even have to kill anything.
The next one is from Glenn also. Glenn Forrest, thank you so much. We don't have a really bad trailer this week. We have a really bad tractor. Glenn sent this one in, homemade tractor. $950 they want for this thing. Homemade tractor, of all caps, by the way. Homemade tractor. They use the Chevy motor and frame. It has a 2-4-speed transmission. It has the hydraulic pump for 3-point and has the PTO for brush hogging. Not sure what 6-cylinder motor they used, but it was either out of a 1958 or 1959 Chevy. It runs and drives good. Go as slow as you need to or as fast as you want to. It has no brakes. It has no brakes. I rebuilt the wheel cylinder, and that has helped the brakes, but the other one will need fixed. I'm asking $950, and this thing is a classic. Let me tell you, it looks like he took pieces out of about 55 different tractors, put them together, took the engine out of the old Chevy, 59 Chevy, and he got himself a homemade piece of crap right here. You can buy it today for $950.
It looks like a dune buggy, you know, like a dune buggy slash tractor with almost like wheelbarrow tires on the front. I don't even know what this thing is. But why would you want to go as fast as you could if you had no brakes?
No brakes. I know. That was the next line. I love that.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Well, Gemma sent in the next one. And Gemma, thank you very much.
Jennifer posted the picture of the tractor on her Facebook page if you want to see it at Horses in the Morning.
Okay. Did you include the ad? Because you must. It's just fantastic. If not, put it underneath it. People will think we're trying to sell a tractor. I don't want them to think that's ours. Well, it's been a while, but we haven't had a poop ad in a while. Free horse compost / manure. Gemma sent this one in. My wife, this is a husband. This is a horse husband writing this ad, for sure. My wife and daughter have 5 horses.
I read that an average horse can produce 35 pounds of manure a day. Our horses are above average. That means I have a bunch of horse manure that would be perfect for your garden. Some of it has been composting for 6 months. Some of it is of newer vintage. This guy's a nerd. Plan ahead for your fall garden or even your next spring one. Or you can use it as it is. Continue composting it by adding your kitchen waste and create your own perfect blend. I have a tractor and can load your truck or trailer. This is his saving grace, is he has a tractor. That's smart
true.
Horsewoman buys their horse husband a tractor. Because then they'll do all the poop work. Because they love driving the tractor.
I think this guy needs a equity fork. What do you think? He needs a flexing fork. I guarantee you they need one at that house. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
And does this actually work? We see these ads a lot where they're trying to give away poop. I've never found anybody wanting to take our poop.
I've never put an ad up. Maybe I will someday. Maybe I will.
Put an ad up. See who shows up at your door.
Well, there's a guy that lives down the street from me, and he's like, really sweet. It's like 80. Okay. And he came to the house one day, and he's like, do you mind if I put this little wagon out back of your house? And I said, okay. He's like, I want your poop. And I said, I'm sorry. What? He's like, I see you cleaning your pasture, and that's just pure poop. So I want, if you could just go ahead and dump that in this wagon. He's a pecan farmer, he said, and he would like our poop. He just needed it a couple weeks a year whenever they fertilize the pecan trees. He said I would get some pecans when they grew, and he hasn't come back. So maybe my poop wasn't good enough.
Yeah. Hey, the next one was sent in by Rachel. Mitchell sent this one in, and I want to know, we're going to have an argument over this one, whether this was a man or a woman who posted this, all right? This is from Buckeye, Arizona, and I can tell we're already going to disagree on this one. Woman horse, $500. She is 3 years, and she is not well-trained. That's it. That's
I'm sorry. The title of the ad is Woman Horse, and the subject is she is 3 years old and is not well-trained. There is no doubt that some stupid man wrote that terrible ad. Who's going to buy a woman horse for $500 when you say she is 3 years old and is not well-trained?
I think it was the Cleopatra guy that posted it, actually.
Or the guy that has the limping horse, but it's not halter broke. Bless. Dang him. All right, Mel, the next one was sent in. Mel from, actually, this one comes in from Australia, amazingly enough, and she wants to let everybody know that Cairns is a close town in her, okay? It's a close town near where she lives. For sale, Little Easter Rose, 15-hand quarter horse /SH, what is that, buckskin mare? QH
no idea.
/ SH, buckskin mare. She has two white socks and two black. She's 18 years old. Needs strong adult experience rider. She has done everything but pony club. Stops on voice command. Easy. Stops on voice command. Easy to float, shoe, and pretty much everything. No buck, bite, or bolt. She isn't bomb-proof. She does shy at traffic. Why do you have your horse in traffic? I'm selling her for $2,000, nothing under that. Cause I got her for $3,000. I'm selling her because she has picked up some bad habits off my other horse because I dislike mares located in Cairns.
What?
I dislike mares located in Cairns. Another probably punctuation nightmare. Let me finish. I'm willing to swap for a bow-bomb-proof TH with no buck, bite, kick, or bolt, gelding, 16 hands or up. Thank you. If you, WUD, like to know about Rosie, just PM me, and I'll get back to you. No time wasters, please. Okay. Let me get this straight. You've got a horse that is a mare from Cairns, which clearly nobody wants a mare from Cairns.
Apparently.
But you paid $3,000 and you're going to sell her for $2,000 because she is not bombproof, but you will trade her for a gelding who is bombproof. What, does this ever work? Does somebody say, I have got this dear, sweet, kind, amazing gelding who you could shoot a gun off of? I mean, bombproof. You know what I think I'll do? I think I'm going to trade it for an unbroke crazy mare. Does that ever happen? Has anybody ever traded a broke, bomb-proof horse for one that's not? No. I can't imagine it ever worked.
All right. There's something else wrong with this ad that I saw, too. She said she does pretty much everything. No buck, bite, or bolt. Yet in the next sentence, she says, I'm selling her because she picked up some bad habits off my other horse. What the heck bad habits other than biting, bucking, and bolting did she pick up?
Cribbing.
Cribbing. Swaying or weaving, you know, all of those, yeah. Kicking,
and that's
kicking
what's
you
funny
and
is that, honey, she did not pick up bad habits from your other horse. She picked up bad habits from you. I just have to point that out because I'm a bit snarky.
apparently, Jess, I think, I don't know the name on the next one who sent this in, but thank you very much. It was nice mare ready to start working in Kirksville. Now get this. Now, this is something to be very, this is a lesson for everybody. She has her papers, but I don't have them. Right there, stop reading the ad, go on to the next one. All right, you don't even have to continue. I'll continue for the sake of comedy, but don't even bother. So she sells without them. If I finally get them, I'd be willing to forward them to you, but again, assume you won't get them. Yeah, good assumption. Very nice bulldogging type mare, short, wide, heavily muscled. It takes a little while for her to warm up to you, but then I think she'd be a great working pal. Stands tied all day long and is good and quiet. No pawing or any of that nonsense. She has worn a saddle. Now you just need to climb on. Now, think about it. She has worn a saddle. Now you just need to climb on, which means this person has not. Nobody has ever ridden this horse.
But she'll stand tied all day long.
All day long. Just don't get on the beast.
The way that they wrote that, I was thinking, like, it was a bulldogging mare. Like, she actually was working cattle and good to go. No, she actually is just broke to tie. That's the only thing she does.
Like that horse we saw in Norco that time, that bizarre guy who tied the horses out in front of his house, remember?
Yes. Yes, to trees. And that was how he got them broke to traffic, was he tied them to trees next to the road. I remember that. I forgot completely about that.
All right. That's my head. Oh, my God. We interviewed him, too. All right.
All right. Well, the winner of the seven, give me the title again so I don't lose my place. Glenn, tell them what they won. The winner is Misa Dickinson with the sweetest companion horse ever. And Misa wins the Buck DVDs. What's the title?
Seven Clinics with Buck Brannaman. And you can find that by going to seven. Is it sevenclinics.com, right, Jennifer?
Yes. I think it's the number seven, right?
And they also have a Facebook page. If you Google Seven Clinics with Buck Brannaman, you're going to get 400 hits. No problem.
Okay, perfect. Well, Misa is the winner of that, and it's called Sweetest Companion Horse. Oh, God. You know what this is. You know where this is going already, especially when you hear the first sentence. I have the sweetest horse known to man. No, you don't. Let me just stop you right there. No, you don't. I have the sweetest horse known to man. He suffered a back injury when he was 1.5 old. He is so kind. He thinks he is a lap dog, and if he could crawl into bed with you, he would. I'm looking for a home for him that will groom, love, give him bubble baths, carrots, apples, and grain. I'm almost giving him away. Shocker. I have a small rehomining ving fee for, I have feed for him to ensure he will not be carted off to the sale or sold off or abused. My baby boy is broke to ride, but I do not recommend it. He's not broke. My baby boy is broke to ride, but I do not recommend it. With his back injury, he will buck from the pain. you can consult with a vet or chiropractor, and they might have a new style of injection or acupuncture. I love this horse. He has gotten me through so many tough times. But with me, oh God, this is all one sentence. But with me traveling and showing almost 3 weeks out of the month, I can't bear to see his eyes when I have to leave him behind. Please, if someone has a big heart like I do and can take him and love him as much as I do, please email me. He is only 6 years old and has spunk life and will get you through the darkest, toughest times. Thank you for your time. I'm sorry.
He has spunk life?
He has spunk life and will get you through, T-H-R-E-W, the darkest, toughest times. Okay.
There's
so much
like
wrong with this.
Sappy, sounds like one of those sappy horse movies you watch.
It does. And maybe the person who buys him will tame him, and then the super hot cowboy that works on the farm will see that she tamed the wild horse with the back pain and will come around, and they'll fall in love, and they'll get married, and they'll save the family farm from foreclosure. They've already made that movie.
Call Cindy. She's looking for a new movie. Cindy Neal, get her on the phone. We have it right here.
I was getting it confused with the movie review I did of the girl that tamed the wild Frisian and won the dressage competition to save the... Wait, she didn't save the family farm. Good Lord! What is wrong with people? Anyway, Misa, congratulations. You just won the 7 Clinics with Buck Brannaman with the sweetest horse known to man. Why would you want a 7-year-old horse to be a lap dog and crawl into bed with you? You wouldn't. You're just ridiculous. Excuse me. I'm done.
Well, thank you, everybody who sent your ads in today. We really appreciate it. Thank you to Buck for offering those CDs out. We appreciate that also. We'll be back again next week. Don't forget to look for your really bad ads. Hop on Craigslist. It only takes you about 2 minutes to find bad ads. They're not that hard to find. This is not rocket science, people. Send them over to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line, and we'll try and get them in a future episode of Really Bad Ads. And that's it for this week, Jane.
Hold on. I would just like to point out and say hey to Smokey, who is listening. Buck's brother actually posted on our Facebook page today. So, hey, Smokey, what's up?
Hey, good to talk to you, Smokey. We've got to get Smokey back on here soon. And I have an announcement about Monday morning. Something we haven't done in a while is Reese, now host of the Dressage Radio Show, and they're doing a terrific job over there, is coming back Monday morning for Cooking with Reese with a recipe. We haven't had a recipe in a while, so she'll be back Monday morning with a recipe.
I know. It's about time she came back. About time. Everybody have a great day. I will take a picture of my new chicken and post it on our Facebook page a little bit later because it's like the cutest thing ever, and there's no way that anybody could let it die. You just couldn't let it die. You see these big old eyeballs on this little chicken. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Stay neutered and geld.
I just saw the picture of the chicken at Walmart that you posted on the page earlier and what Glenn said about it.
Oh, my God.
Glenn that out on our Facebook page. Good job, Glenn. All right, we'll see everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Save those chickens.
Seriously, it's a chicken in a box. I did not think barbecue at all, Glenn. You're such a jerk. Have a great weekend.
You didn't put it in a bucket.
Starving. Oh, God. Eats everywhere.